Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling on behalf of Metro Opinion Research, and we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to know your opinions. So let me ask you, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on any political campaigns?
Yes, but can I ask what the survey's for?
Did you ask what is it for, or what is it about? I didn't hear it good.
What is the survey for?
It's a little bit kind of political, and for, it's just for us because we're an independent organization.
Gotcha. And is it for an election?
Oh, it talks a little bit about elections, yes.
Okay.
All right, so you said that no, right? That nobody works, like, in a television station, radio, newspaper, advertising agency in your family or household?
Correct.
All right, perfect. So thinking ahead to this November, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for President, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? Would you say you are definitely going to vote, you're very likely to vote, you're somewhat likely to vote, you're not very likely to vote, you're not at all likely to vote, or you're not registered to vote?
Definitely going to vote.
All right. With which political party are you registered?
Democrat.
What is your main racial background?
White, South Asian.
All right. What is your age?
29.
All right. So generally speaking, would you say things in the city of Miami are going in the right direction, or do they get off on the wrong track?
Wrong track.
From the list of, like, that I'm going to read next, which issues should your local elected officials in Miami focus on most to help you and your family? Affordable housing, flooding, like sea level rise and environmental resiliency, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, corruption in city government, crime and neighborhood safety, traffic and congestion, property insurance costs, or growth and development?
I can select multiple.
Just one. Sorry. So which do you think is the most important? And I can reread them again if you would like.
I say corruption.
Corruption? All right. So I'm now going to give you a short list of some public officials in Miami that you may be familiar with. So you could please indicate if you have either, like, a very favorable opinion towards them, somewhat favorable opinion, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable, and if you have no opinion or have never heard of them, if you could also please mention that. So the first one is Christine King.
Neutral or no opinion.
No opinion. All right. Damian Pardo.
Favorable.
Well, so would that be like very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Eileen Higgins.
Very favorable.
Francis Suarez.
Unfavorable.
Somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Raquel Regalado.
Very unfavorable.
Miguel Gabella.
Very unfavorable.
Keon Hardiman.
Somewhat favorable.
Joe Carollo.
Very unfavorable.
Manolo Reyes.
Very unfavorable.
And Daniela Levine Cava.
Very favorable.
Very favorable. All right. So if the general election for president were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate?
Joe Biden.
And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Joe Biden?
Definitely voting.
So when voters go to polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes Florida constitutional amendments and local ballot referendums that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. So now I'm going to ask you just a few short questions about ballot measures that may be in the ballot this November. So after hearing each, if you could please indicate if you would vote yes in favor of the measure or no against the measure. So the first Florida constitutional amendment is called Adult Personal Use of Marijuana, and the ballot reads, allow adults 21 years or older to possess, purchase, or use marijuana products and marijuana accessories for non-medicinal personal consumption by smoking, ingestion, or otherwise, allows medical marijuana treatment centers and other state licensed entities to acquire, cultivate, process, manufacture, sell, and distribute such products and accessories. Applies to Florida law, does not change or immunize violations of federal law, and establishes possession limits for personal use, allows consistent legislation, defines terms, provides effective date. So if the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this Florida constitutional amendment or vote no against this constitutional amendment?
I would vote yes. I would vote in favor.
All right. Would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor?
Definitely voting yes.
So the second Florida constitutional amendment is called Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion, and the ballot reads, no law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health as determined by the patient's health care provider. This amendment does not change the legislature's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. Would you vote yes in favor of this constitutional amendment or no against?
Yes in favor.
And would you say you are definitely voting yes in favor or probably voting yes in favor?
Definitely voting yes.
So lastly, there will also be like a City of Miami questions on ballot this year, or there may be, and one of those proposals is known as the Watson Harbor, and this ballot question reads, shall City amend existing leases governing the mixed-use project on 888 MacArthur Causeway on Watson Island to reduce the overall development, extend term from 75 to 99 years, waive bidding, and require at no cost City, previously approved timeshare residencies to Beacon Dominions, increasing revenues to the city, inclusion of office space, and a new public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay. Would you be a yes in favor of this referendum or no against?
I'm not familiar with it, so I'm not sure.
All right, no worries. So if you have to like maybe choose before knowing more information, would you be yes in favor or no against? Because I'm going to go a little bit like more briefly into it.
Okay, yeah, you can get more information.
All right, but I'm kind of like before knowing about all of it, like in specifically, would you say you're yes in favor or no against this referendum?
I guess I don't really understand it. So could you read it again?
Oh, yeah, totally. So, shall City amend existing leases governing the mixed-use project at 888 MacArthur Causeway on Watson Island to reduce the overall development, extend term from 75 to 99 years, waive bidding, and require at no cost to the city, and then it's like two dots and it goes as a list, previously approved timeshare residencies to Beacon Dominions, increasing revenue to city, the second one is inclusion of office space, and the third one is a new public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay.
And this is in Miami-Dade?
This will be in the City of Miami, yes.
Miami? I still don't have an opinion. Who would control the leasing? The city would control it?
I would believe so, but I will go a little bit more deeper into it in the next, I think the question after this one, I think I will go a little bit more into it. So now I'm going to give you some specific components of this Watson Harbor proposal. If you could please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each. And the first one is allowing office space to be included.
I don't think I have enough information. I just don't know, like, what it is.
All right, no worries. What about allowing for residences to be condominium?
I still don't know. Mm-hmm.
All right, no worries.
Sorry.
No worries. What about reducing the overall amount of development?
Sure.
All right, so would you say you like strongly approve this or somewhat approve this?
To reduce the overall development of that area?
Yes, it would be like reducing just like the overall amount of development in that area, yes.
Yeah, I probably would agree with that.
All right. So would you be like strongly approve of that or somewhat approve of that?
Somewhat approve.
And what about creating a new public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay?
Yes, strongly approve.
All right. So now I'm going to give you a more detailed description of this Watson Harbor proposal. So this proposal would update an already voter-approved mixed-use project on Watson Island, which is off the MacArthur Causeway between the City of Miami mainland and Miami Beach. The already approved project includes a marina, two hotels, shops and restaurants, and a waterfront promenade. The marina part of the project has already been built, and this proposal would allow for some office space to support the viability of the shops and restaurants and allow approved timeshare residences to be condominiums, resulting in over $1 billion of additional tax revenue to the city of Miami. It would also create a new waterfront promenade to allow better access along the Bayview, along the Biscayne Bay, and this proposal would result in a less overall development. So meaning that there will be kind of like a reduction in the amount of commercial and retail space built and fewer hotel rooms built than voters had previously voted. So this project has been privately funded, well, and it is privately funded, meaning no city dollars will be used. So now knowing this, like a little bit more information, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or no against this referendum?
Probably yes in favor.
All right, so would that be like a definitely vote yes in favor, or probably, or leaning slightly yes in favor?
I'd be leaning slightly yes.
All right. So regardless of your position, what is one thing you think you like the most about what you just heard?
The bayfront access, like the walkway.
Mm-hmm. So the bayfront access, the walkway, all right. All right, so just the right name would be Biscayne Bayview. All right, perfect. So, I like JJFTX walkway. All right, perfect. So what is one idea that you dislike about what you just heard?
I think you mentioned that the city would have, like, the sole discretion. Is that right?
I think what I mentioned was that kind of the city – well, I can go reread it if you were, like.
Sure. And just one second, because I'm walking. So.
No worries.
I gotta look at my – okay, I'm still going the right direction. Okay, yeah. Can you read it again?
Yeah. So would you want me to read it, kind of the whole thing again, or would you just want me to read, like, kind of the specific part?
I guess I'm just having trouble figuring out, like, which causeway it is. Is it the Venetian causeway?
I would not know, truly. I mean, I only truly know what's in the survey because I am a cartoon, like, verbatim, so I'm not really sure about any of the rest. But if you meant about, like, obviously having full discretion, I don't know if you meant that this project is privately funded, meaning no city dollars will be used, but there's also the part where it says that this proposal would update like an already voter-approved mixed-use project on Watson Island, which is off the MacArthur Causeway between the city of Miami mainland and the Miami Beach. And the already approved project includes a marina, two hotels, shops and restaurants, and a waterfront promenade. The marina part of the project has already been built, and this proposal would allow for some office space to be built to support the viability of the shops and restaurants, and it also would allow approved timeshare residences to be condominiums, resulting in over $1 billion additional tax revenue to the city of Miami. And it would also create a new waterfront promenade to allow better public access view along the Biscayne Bay. This proposal would result in a less overall development, meaning that there will be a reduction in the amount of commercial and retail space built and fewer hotel rooms built than voters have previously approved. And this project is privately funded, meaning no city dollars would be used. So what do you think is one thing that you say you would dislike about what you just heard?
I mean, I think generally just not having an understanding of, it seems like there are probably multiple parties involved, and I feel like there's not enough information.
All right.
And I'm unsure about the, like, RFP process.
All right. So, could you say those acronyms again, please, because I didn't quite catch it.
I'm unsure about the RFP process.
RFP process. All right. All right. All right. That was a really good answer. Thank you so much. All right. Perfect. So would you be more likely or less likely to vote for a candidate who supports this Watson Harbor proposal? Or would you say it makes no difference?
Makes no difference.
All right. So now we're in the last few segments. We're at 95% done. And now the last few questions are just demographic questions. They're very brief. So regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote for in the 2020 presidential elections?
President Biden.
Do you think Miami is growing and developing too fast, too slowly, or about right?
Developing too fast.
If you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
Liberal.
Very liberal or somewhat liberal?
Very liberal.
And what is the last grade of formal education you completed?
My bachelor's.
Bachelor's, all right. Well, this will conclude our survey. I just want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. And I hope you have a good rest of your day.
Thanks so much.
All right, goodbye.